today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio and especially this program, today's special, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode. Congratulations. Why? Because today is the birthday anniversary of Shiite's first Imam, the Commander of Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Today, Tuesday, is the 13th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Thousands of congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Shia's first Imam, Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Unique qualities of the Imam. Imam Ali was raised by the Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny himself, and was truly the Prophet's shadow for most of his life. Even when the Prophet went out to the desert or nearby mountains, the young Imam was his companion. After the Prophet received revelation in the cave of Hira, the first man to outwardly accept the Prophet's message was Imam Ali. Indeed, Imam Ali was among the very few who never believed in or bowed down to false idols, neither before nor after the advent of Islam. Prophet Muhammad once said to his companion, "The first among you to meet me at the pond in the heaven is the first among you to embrace Islam, that is, Ali." Upon the Muslim migration or hijrah to Medina, the Prophet paired each one of the Muslim migrants, muhajirin, with a Muslim brother from the people of Medina, Ansar. Once everyone had been paired, Imam Ali came up to the Prophet with tears eyes, saying, "You are not paired me with a brother." Prophet Muhammad then replied, "You are my brother in this world and the hereafter." Dear Muslims all around the world, dear Shia brothers and sisters, congratulations on birthday anniversary of our first Imam, Imam Ali, alayhi salam. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin-istain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the birthday anniversary of the first infallible Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Throughout the world history, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been the only one personality who was born within the Kaaba. As we know, the Kaaba is, commonly called the House of God, the House of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, situated and placed and located in Mecca. And it's the most sacred place in all world religions. Fatima bint Asad, who was the mother of Imam Ali alayhi salam, when it was time for her to give birth to her son, went to the Kaaba and started praying, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make, to make giving birth to her son quite easy for her. At that time, one of the corners of the Kaaba cracked, and she was invited inside the Kaaba. And then the crack, was repaired automatically by itself. At that time, some of the people who were over there, such as Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib and some other people, wanted to open the gate of the Kaaba. However, they couldn't. It was locked in such a way that nobody could open it. After 4 days, Fatima bint Asad got out of the Kaaba together with her baby son. And she indicated that she had been the most fortunate of all people, of all ladies in the world, in that she was specially favored by being permitted to give birth to her son within the Kaaba. At the same time, it must be indicated that, based on the accounts of Fatima bint Asad, that when she wanted to, when she entered the Kaaba and gave birth to her son, her baby son, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, she received a call, a herald, to name the baby Ali. And Ali is one of the designations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it means sublime. Now it's indicated that this is really very praiseworthy trait and, indication in the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that he was born within the Kaaba. And this is an honor not to be repeated for anybody else. Thank you.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of Eid.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alayhi salatullah, alayhi salatullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alayhi salatullah, alayhi salatullah.
The Path of Eloquence. Some of Imam Ali's words of wisdom have been preserved and gathered in a collection known as the Path of Eloquence, or Nahjul Balagha. Here is a taste of some of Imam Ali's words describing Allah in the Sermon of Escalations. He is powerful, such that when imagination shoots its arrows to comprehend the extremity of his power, and mind, making itself free of the danger of evil thoughts, tries to find him in the depth of his realm, and hearts long to grasp the realities of his attributes, an opening of intelligence, penetrate beyond description in order to secure knowledge about his being, crossing the dark pitfalls of the unknown and concentrating towards him, he would turn them back. They would return defeated, admitting that the reality of his knowledge cannot be comprehended by such random efforts, nor can an iota of the sublimity of his horror enter the understanding of thinkers. Today's special from IRIB English Radio offers its congratulations on the birthday anniversary of the Commander of Faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam. Ah,
باب نور العيد جانا فيه فرحة نبلقاكم طيبين والسعادة بالأحبة وهم معانا عايدون يا عساهم عايدين.
إمام علي and human rights. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is indeed the finest example of the perfect man after the Prophet of Allah. In the words of the martyred Iranian scholar Ayatollah Murtaza Mutahhari, if we take Imam Ali as our role model and leader, we have made the perfect man our ideal, the perfect man our ideal in whose dynamic personality all humanitarian values are reflected. Imam Ali transcends history and historical developments as the most excellent embodiment of human rights. The world has come to the conclusion that the so-called charters of human rights, drafted by fallible minds, are not the solution to the crisis plaguing the world. In other words, only the divine system of justice based on God's revelation can guarantee the better protection of human dignity and rights. The practical example in this regard is the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, and the establishment of the government of social justice by his divinely designated vicegerent, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Although his period of rule was cut short by an assassin's sword after only four and a half years, precedent set by the one and only commander of the faithful continues to serve as inspiration for all seekers of truth till this day. In his realm that was spread over a large area from Egypt till Central Asia and included people of various races, languages, color of skin and classes, Imam Ali alayhi salam practically demonstrated the proper implementation of the true charter of human rights.
Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, he once asked Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, one of the senior companions of the Prophet, what prevents you from cursing Abu Turab? Why don't you curse Ali ibn Abi Talib? Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he says to Muawiyah, that the reason why I don't curse Ali ibn Abi Talib is because I heard the Prophet say three things about Ali that if one of them were said about me, he has three virtues that if I only had one of them, they would be more dear to me than red camels. So Sa'd, he says that the Prophet ﷺ once left Ali behind in one of the battles in his expedition to Tabuk. When he left Ali behind, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib said to the Prophet, O Messenger of Allah, you leave me behind with the women and the children, why don't you allow me to join you as you prepare to go on this military expedition? O Ali, أَمَا تَرْضَى أَن تَكُونَ مِنِّي بِمَنْزِلَةِ هَارُونَ مِنْ مُوسَى O Ali, don't you want to be to me as Harun was to Musa? إِلَّا أَنَّهُ لَا نُبُوَّةَ بَعْدِي Except for the fact that there is no prophethood after me. Sa'ad then says, number two is that I heard the Prophet say on the day of Khaybar, after Abu Bakr and Umar failed to conquer the fortress of Khaybar, the Prophet says, tomorrow I will give the banner, I will give the standard to a man who loves Allah and His Messenger, and who is beloved to Allah and His Messenger. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, he tells Muawiyah, فَتَطَاوَلْنَا لَهَا We were all hoping that the Prophet was speaking about us. The next morning, the Prophet said to us, Where is Ali? We said to him, Ya Rasulullah, Ali has an eye ailment. The Prophet said, Call Ali. And the Prophet wiped his blessed saliva on the eyes of Ali, and he was cured of that ailment. The Prophet gave Ali ibn Abi Talib the standard on that day. Through Ali, Allah conquered the fortress of Khaybar. And finally, Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, he says, the third reason why I do not curse Ali ibn Abi Talib is because Ayat al-Mubahala was revealed about him when the Christians of Najran challenged the Prophet regarding the nature of Jesus, Allah says, the Prophet is told by Allah that let's do a mubahala. Let us summon our sons and your sons, our women and your women, and ourselves and yourselves. For the sons, the Prophet summoned Hassan and Hussein. For women, even though the Prophet had many wives, the only woman that he brought to represent Islam was Sayyida Fatima alayhi salam. And Ali ibn Abi Talib was also there on that day. And what category does Ali fall under? He's not from among the sons. He's not from among the women. He is the declared self of the Prophet. He is the nafs of the Prophet. And Sa'ad, he says, that when they gathered on the day of Mubahala, I heard the Prophet say, Allahumma ha'ula'i ahli. Oh Allah, these are my family. This is my family. So, O Muawiyah, if you want to know why I don't curse Ali ibn Abi Talib, it's because of this.
Again, at the end of this episode, today's special, we offer our congratulations on the birthday anniversary of the Commander of Faithful, Imam Ali, alayhi salam. Have a happy Eid. And fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.